You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician, Jonathan Colton. But right now, let's welcome our very important puzzler, Ingrid Michaelson. You are from, originally, the forgotten borough of Staten Island.
Yes. Anybody else from Staten Island? Three people, awesome.
Oh, nice. One of the things, I guess, because I didn't grow up here, I always think of is the accent.
Oh, yeah. But, I can do it. I can play it on.
Okay, give me a little accent.
What do you want me to say? I have a dog. I get coffee.
Is it hard to get a seat on the boat to
The ferry.
The ferry.
In St. George. Take the ferry to Manhattan.
It's beautiful.
It's true. When I drink, it comes out, too. It comes out a little bit, yeah.
So everyone likes to say that your early success was credited from being discovered on MySpace. Do you agree with this origin story?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I put some songs up on ye old MySpace page. And, a licensing company found me randomly, and they said, you know, we put songs on TV shows like... And they named a couple, and they said Grey's Anatomy. And I had never seen Grey's Anatomy, but my mother told me that my songs should be on it. My mom always thought I could do whatever. She's like, you could be an astronaut. You know, she believed in me so much. And so she's like, you should get your songs on that show, Grey's Anatomy. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, done. And then so when they said we have, you know, connections to Grey's Anatomy, I was like, I have to do it for my mom. And so within a couple of months, I got a placement on that show. And that was the beginning of the end.
Oh, my, yeah. What was it like to hear your song over a heart-wrenching montage?
It was at the end of an episode. There was something hospital-y happening. And then it was playing, and I just was screaming and jumping around. I had a hive on my face. I was so excited. So I had ice on my hive, and I was like, it's playing! And then it ended, and I was like, oh, that was so fast. And that was it. It was like 45 seconds. And there was talking over it, you know.
Right, there's like a whole
scene. But it
was
super awesome.
That's
amazing. It was the first time it ever happened, so I was very excited.
Now, your music is very personal, yet, you know, it's used for television, it's used on commercials. What is it like to have, you know, something so personal used as an anthem for something else?
One of the wonderful things about music is that it can mean different things to different people, and it heals people, it excites people, it saddens people. But a song that maybe can dredge up sad memories for me that I play over and over again can maybe make somebody feel really joyful in the audience somehow. And so I'm just really amazed by it now.
But in the beginning, you were like,
oh, very weirded out. Yeah. Well, it's strange
to
hear yourself. Yeah, behind somebody who's like, you know, having open heart surgery or something. Or like a diaper commercial or something. I'm not above that.
No.
Call me Pampers.
You've put out an album almost like every 2 years.
Pretty much.
That's a lot of albums. I mean, you have an amazing work ethic. Have you always been just a hardcore worker?
No, I was actually just talking backstage with my publicist. She just wants me to do everything that I could possibly do. And I'm like, I want to watch House of Cards. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy there. Yeah.
But you're writing new albums, then you're recording new albums, and then you're touring, and then you're writing new albums.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm freaking tired.
So when you are playing songs, you know, from your first album, when you play them, do you go back to where you were at that time, or are you reinterpreting them from, you know, sort of your mindset now?
Most of the time, it's a reinterpretation.
It is.
Because I'm in such a different, I feel like a different human. You don't want to sing the same song the same way every day, every day. I feel like an audience isn't stupid. They're going to be like, wow, she hates that song. And there definitely are nights where I feel like I might do that. Not tonight. But, yeah, I definitely change it up.
Have you been touring anywhere, maybe in the States or in Europe, that you were like, nah, this is not going to be my favorite, and it ended up being one of your favorite places?
Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were going to be very kind of, you know, uptight Mormons, and they were...
conservative, and you're
worried about it. Not uptight, but they were Mormons. Yeah.
They were partying Mormons.
They were party Mormons, the rare breed. No caffeine, but wow, they can rock a Pellegrino till the sun goes down.
I'm so jealous of that ability, quite frankly. That would be amazing to be like, three waters and I'm on fire.
I know.
Well, Ingrid, you're going to be coming out a little later to help us run a game, but right now, we would love to hear a song,
okay,
if you would grace us with that. And I think you're going to play a song from your album, Girls and Boys.
Yeah, that which is an old one. I am afraid to say how old it is. 10 years. There, I said it.
Oh, my gosh!
I made it! I wrote it when I was 7. If you were falling, then I would catch you. If you need a light, then I'd find a match. 'Cause I love the way that you say good morning, and you take me the way I am. I'll buy you Rogaine when you start losing all your hair. I'll sew on patches to all you tear. 'Cause I love you. Take me the way I am. You take me the way I am.
Thank you. Ingrid Michaelson.